Hey guys, Will Durst here with a few choice words about the pitfalls of returning home for Thanksgiving. And no, we're not talking about possible stomach spasms associated with tryptophan poisoning from overdoing the turkey or Anhugula's dupamush. This is more about the turmoil that may or may not result from mingling with family members that voted for a different presidential candidate. It is said that people felt sort of passionate about this past election. It is also rumored that the Pacific Ocean is moist, and the chances that your family will let this one go are about the same as a case of 16-pound sledgehammers thrown through a greenhouse in the dead of winter in Minnesota is good for the broccoli. First thing to remember, lock up all the liquor. Intoxication and politics go together like gravel and juice blenders. Invest in a Wi-Fi jammer. Lose the remote. No Fox News, CNN, MSNBC, or even QVC. Except for football. This time around, even the Dallas Cowboys are your friend. And if cornered about your presidential choice, here's a few helpful hints on how to avoid inconvenient revelations. Election? What election? There was an election? How many times do I have to tell you, we residents of the planet Andromeda are not allowed to interfere in earthly matters? I voted for Ferris Bueller. To me, there is now, and always has been, only one president, Richard Milhouse Nixon, or Ronald Wilson Reagan, or Franklin Delano Roosevelt. Pick the appropriate president for your particular situation. Alfred E. Newman. As soon as the question is asked, stare off into the middle distance and begin to drool heavily. How about them Niners? Or Colts? Or Packers? Cardinals? Roll Tide? Whatever works. And finally, if all else fails, giggle like they said erection and keep giggling and pointing, muttering, erection, erection, erection. For WillDurst.com, I'm Will Durst. Erection.